This is just icing on the cake and all this is all good, but no one should let this substitute for, you know, meat and potatoes of Chasaposkin, but this is important. It's nice to have Hanukkah. Okay, we'll see if we can finish today. If not tomorrow, I want to go on to the next piece of Gemara, but we'll try to wind down a little bit. Yeah? We read the story, let's go back over it again, the story of Runya and Ravina, what comes out of that, and then we'll try to come back and just look at a bird's eye view of the whole sugya, see a bit about more, exactly where this fence is. We didn't spend as much time at the beginning of the sugya, and we'll have to go back more carefully. So we have the story of Runya Akfi Ravina. So Ravina, Rashi says, was on four sides of Runya. It's not a mafurish in the Gemara, by the way, because we have in our Mishnah, he was makim misholish v'chosav. So there are drachim in the Meiri that maybe it was only on three sides, but we're going to go with Rashi, okay? So Ravina had fields on all four sides of Runya. And he also built fences, right, all around. And Gadran. So the Gidur was all around the fields of... Now again, we have to consider where these fences are, but now let's keep it simple. Let's assume it's all the way on the outside. Meanwhile, there's a benefit that Runya is getting, being in the middle. So he wants to get compensated, and Runya is very stubborn, doesn't want to give anything. Well, Yavle doesn't want to pay him his share and what was laid out. Habli forgot to make kind of bizarre, at least that. Again, he didn't want to give that. Then he challenged him, Rabban Agar Natirusa, give me that. Lo Yoivle. So he didn't want to pay even Agar Natiru. Now, does Ravina have a case against Runya? So in light of the earlier Gemara, so if we go with the Gemara, how it began, right, Halacha Krav Yossi, and we say in the Gemara, Lo Shna Amad Nikif, Lo Shna Amad Makif, right? So here was Amad Makif. So you don't really need any more Gili Das. You don't need anything. Just have the halacha straightforward. And how much does he have to give? If Hoda Grafuna, then you have to pay your share, Dmei Kol Mashigada. That's it. Lemaisa, Ravina wants to show Runya that he's Nichale. And he wants to get at least Agar Natira. Because even that, Runya was saying, I don't need. Which Bukhara means that Ravina was willing to settle for less than what he'd really be entitled to. And that's how the Pasha Peshat would read in the Gemara, as the Gemara continues. So how's he going to show him that he definitely needs something, a benefit that he does recognize he's gaining? So that's because Yom Achad, he sets him up. Yom Achad have a Gada Dikli. So one day, Runya was harvesting his dates, and Ravina tells his sharecropper to grab a cluster. So he went to come take it. So Runya screamed at him. Obviously, you've shown through this that you are getting benefit. You need protection. You see, you wanted it to be protected, and it's something you take. And you have a certain protective quality about you. Want this to be yours, you want to be taken away. Even if it were not even from a person who could come steal, even from Izim that could come in, you should need the Tira. So you have to pay me. I got a Tira. Obviously, you know, you do have a reason to feel that you're getting the benefit. No, I don't even need to pay Agar Natira because I could just scream at the Izim. You have to have a person who's going to do the screaming, so you have to pay something. So now that was Gishai. So he didn't want to give even Agar Natira, and Ravina is trying to get him to show that he has to pay something. Give Ravina what he's been willing to settle for, which means Agar Natira. If not, I'll throw the book at you, so to speak. Meaning, I'll make you pay your share, Kfi Mashigada, which is Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Rabbi Yossi. That argument, that sack that I would do is what? Is a halacha. That's how Tosus shows us. It's not stam a threat. This is the halacha, and the Rashi seems to say as well. Rashi says earlier, Havi Kamad Gadri, So the way you read the Gemara is that halacha is amad makif. What do you pay? Mashigada. The fact that there was a gilui das is only because he wanted to show him that he had some nichusa, so he willing to, for that he's willing to settle for less. Okay, this is a parsha b'shat negama. Just to point out, a few people asking me earlier. So lemaisa, like, why doesn't he in paskin taka give him? He owes him more. Like, what does it mean? He's settling for less. He's mochel. Yeah, you understand? He was mochel. It's interesting. It comes up in the Shulchan Aruch, also in the Torah. It shows him in the Shulchan Aruch a dayan who sees that the tovea is mochel, so he shouldn't push more than he told him. That's what I could come with. The Darak Emotion, which is Ramah, the end of 7 Yud Zayin, he brings his Gemara. He says, "Nira lumod mizu, din bal din tava chaver b'dava muat." There's a claim for whatever amount, which is less than what he could have claimed. V'rohadayin shechayv lo yosar pidin. The dayin sees that he owes more. So not necessarily a machila, at least not explicit, but he sees he could get more. Ein sarach lifsuk lo rak v'mashetavo. Then pasakol yoser, mimashetavo havitolus bedin vadim choser. Ken kasa rivash b'tshuva. He brings from a tshuva to rivash like that. So there's a bach here, myrich, in terms of how to, and it's probably in the Shulchan Aruch also, Nosi Kehl discussed this too. So how does this square exactly with our Gemara? But he's bringing our Gemara as a raya, that if the dayan sees that the tovea could get more, but he's only tovea less, that he doesn't paskin more than what the tovea is asking for. So he's assuming, according to this, that says the Bach, Hashta Tzarech Lomad Ravina Kshay Tovel Runya Kamei de Rava. In other words, when it came to Rava, what was Ravina screaming about? What he initially wanted or what he later came? Because there were three times that Ravina said to Runya, pay me. Either he said, pay me my share and what I expenses. Then he said, give me Mekanim. And then he said, at least Aganatira. Now they come to Rava. Now, he didn't want to deal with the Torah until then. He was willing to settle out of court. Okay, but now he's coming to court. It doesn't say in the Gemara what was his claim in court. It's unclear. What was he asking for in front of Rava? Rava obviously must have known, either because now it was clear he's only to bear that much, or he knew the whole story. Or maybe Runya told him. But he really was willing to come on less. So it doesn't say exactly what he's asking for, so the Bach tries to figure this out. He says, apparently, what we're saying is, when they came before Rava, lo shal mimenu ela b'stam, shitin lo ganatira. Shem lo kein, if not for that, ela hayatoin lefnei Rava de magilo kama de gadar, ukiravuna dilchase kavase, ela de mevate kenegdo, v'enu shoa ela agarnatira, mai kama Rava v'iludanina lach dina kiravuna, ma bekach shiyodin kiravuna, ravina lo yikach yoser. What does it mean, Rava saying? If not, I'll charge you, I'll make you pay more. He's saying right now, I'm only demanding this much. Kimishin, Ravina, the Paris, Bakarcha Loma Shayatova Bistam, Shitlaganatira. With the Sakadaitach de Rava, Shiloha Yadea Ravina Dilchasa Kravuna. So Rava thought that maybe the reason why Ravina is only asking her to, because he didn't know. Even though he did know, but Rava thought maybe Ravina doesn't know he's entitled to more. Now he's settling for rest. So because that's the halacha. El b'karchach, the engel, like the Rama says, engel ledayin lifsok yosef mashatova. But if he wasn't misarved, if he would be misarved to even give that Rabbi was Ravina was prepared to take less. Hayakon so is shama komashamagilo medin, who'd been a knas. That's his one pshat. Inami, okay, so another pshat is Afchido Ayamakain. Tosus doesn't seem as it was Afchido. Anyway, this is the question. Exactly what was happening in front of Rabbi. But this is a psak of the Rivash that the Ramah quotes. Al Kopanim, this is a pasuk in the Gemara that the reason why he could have gotten like Rav Huna, Lila Rav Yossi, is because it's Amad Makif, and therefore you don't need Gili Das. Gili Das was just what Ravina wanted to get out of Runya, but really, the pasuk would have been straightforward. Obviously, the Riaz, this is the grandson of Tosas Rit, the Riaz, as you know. So the Riaz of Yishaya Achron had a different gear than the Gemara. You see how he reads the story. It's completely, totally different than what we just said. Look at how the Riaz learns a halacha out of this Gemara. So first he says, "Hamakiv shaveh migemur uchosa." We got a sada rishona ben obein rishus a rabbi mchinashim mchinashlishes. So it was outside. He learns imachayven esachveh etumu b'osag deres kum. So then Yikov doesn't have to pay anything. Let's say God amakiv gamroch revius. So what is he paskin? God amad makiv ein an Yikov chayv etum kolkob b'osag deres. So where do you see what's going on? How is he paskining? Amad makiv is what? Pot. This is going like what? Like what? Rashi's Girsa and Ibai Seima or the Gemara and Bava Kama. But the interesting thing is that the Ibai Seima of Rashi, that's within who? Within who does the Gemara say that? Within Chibarav, right? Okay. So again, Ahmed Makif, he doesn't pay more than the Agar Natira. Amad Hanikif, the Gadar who may ask for Ruach Revis. What if the Nikif himself builds the fourth wall? Haregila Daito Shirotse Ba'osan Agderos. He shows that he wants these enclosures. The Nosin Kochelko Magil B'chol Agderos. So what does he pay? His share of what? What proportion? What level? What level? Does he say Kanin? No. What does he pay? Mashigadar. So now this is interesting. So you know, he's passing not Chivara, he's passing like Rav Huna. But only if what? Only if? I'm a Nick. Where's he getting this from? So where do we see such a thing, possibly? Where have we seen such a thing? The Gemara Bava Kama doesn't say Rav Huna versus Rav Chivara. So the Gemara learns in Rav Yossi, Gemara Bava Kama, only Amad Nikif and not Amad Makif. And if you say it goes even like Rav Huna, so then it works out. But what does our Gemara say in Rav Huna? Before even Rav Huna even says anything, the Gemara says halacha Rav Yossi, and our Gersa is loshna ben loshna. See, Mamish doesn't have that in the Gemara because he's learning within. He's saying fima shagadar only amad nikif, not amad makif. So obviously, Gemara Bava Kama could support this, and our Gemara. But now it goes on. Now he gets to our story, and now look how he learns our Gemara. Hotif imshah. V'chein. So we just talked about Goli Daite the Nikif, if he does what? If he builds the fourth wall. Now he has another case. V'chein, in Gadar HaMakif Ruach Revius. So the Makif did, it was Amar on the Ruach Revius, but the Gili Daito has come in some other way. The Gili Daito HaNikif, Shul Chavitz B'Shmira Ma'ula. And he shows that he wants a good Shmira. Interesting. A lot has to change in the gear of the Gemara here. You're going to go back to the Gemara in a second. Because what does he say? The Nikiv's Gili Das, he says, wants more than just what? More than just what? Agar Natira. He wants a Shmir Me'ula of a real fence. Kigon. What would be an example? Now, what's this marker? It's a story. Kigon. Shahayu lo sham tamar m'kayotzi behem. Yeah. Now, what do you in our story? What stop right now? In our story, what do we see? All we saw that was he was Megal Das on what? That he needed what? A shmirah of what kind? Low shmirah. Because he's look what he says. He's trying to show that because of the Gili Das, that there'd be a basis to mechayev him kipi mashigada. What's going on here? How is he interpreting the story? Take a look. To see what he says over there. So what is he saying? That if it's just a small amount, a davar muat, That can only be secured through fences, and not through a shomer. What the Oris of Ravina was trying to do is take a small amount of dates. A small amount of dates a shomer would not have been able to protect from. That would only have been secured through a fence. So, again, look at the story here. Something has to give in the Lush and the Gemara. But basically, what you have to read into the Gemara was that it was a small amount of Tamarin, and therefore his Gilui Das wasn't a Gilui Das that he needs a Shmira of Natira Bazufa. His Gilui Das is that he needs a Gidur. He needs an enclosure, because an enclosure is the only thing that would help to protect for a small amount of taking away a small amount of days. And that's why Rav paskind that either go and settle Frag and Natira, because if you don't, I'll make you pay what? Now listen carefully. You'll pay what? Fimashagada. You're sharing Mashagada. Meaning, not to make Kanin, but to make Avanin, right? Mashagada. Why? Because once his cover is blown, that he can't defend himself with what claim? Detir Bazuza. Now he has to pay Fimashagada. That's what comes out of the Gemara. Now, why is that? This is a right to everything we've been discussing until now. In other words, why? Because there is no middle ground in terms of to make Kanin that we, therefore, should make Kanin. There's no taina of Lididi Sagli Bidme Kanin. Who said such a Svara in the Sugya? I would have sufficed with Kanin. Where do we see such a Svara in the Gemara? Only in Rashi. In Chiyah Barav in Rashi. But everyone else, what Tosis was, for example, saying is basically the taina is Natira Bazuza. Why to make Kanim? Because we can upgrade that, because Mistama, non-Sadi, a person would also pay cheap for Kanim as well. But once you have a rebuttal of the tain, of the defense of what? Of Natira Bazuza, then who have to pay? Ready, Kif Mashagada. Because the excuse, the tain to patri yourself is, I could just make do without a Gidur at all. But once you have given yourself away that you want to have a closure, then already you have to pay Mashagada. That's what you see in the Riyaz, the Fush. Because the Riyaz doesn't spell it out. It's Namish comes out of his Pshat. Again, he has to fix the Lashna Gemara somehow. You have to assume earlier in the Gemara that we didn't say Loshna Amad Nakim Loshna Benikit. That didn't appear in the Gemara, because then it doesn't work with our Gemara. So Mistama, his gear before, would have been whatever, without those words, or just Amad Nikif, whatever. He's learning Pshat, even according to Rav Huna, it's only Amad Nikif. And he's learning Pshat, this Gemara, this story, is an indicator that you can have either Amad Nikif through building the fourth fence, you can have an equivalent of Amad Nikif, a Gilui Das, through the fact that he shows that he needs a Gidur, he needs an enclosure, not just a Shmira of a Shomer. And once that happens, he really has to pay Kafi Mashagadar, and that's what Rava was saying, but Ravina was willing to settle, so therefore give him at least what he's settling for. Okay, this is the Pshat of the Riyaz in the Gemara. I found an interesting thing in the Meiri, a variation of this in terms of what could be considered a Gilui Das of the Nikif. And I'm assuming again that only Amad Nikif, only if Gilui Das of the Nikif, that's when he has to pay. So you have obviously a case where he builds the fourth himself. You have the Riyaz in a case where he shows that he's protective of the Tamarin. The Meiri has a case as follows. Let's say let's say Ravina was only on three sides of Ravina. Let's say the Makif is only on three sides. Now the Makif builds on the fourth side without having bought a fourth field. I don't think I gave you this Meiri, but I was looking at it, just happened to see it earlier. So I gave you the, maybe you saw it anyway, because I intended the earlier of the year early, and I think people got confused. They read the other one, which you can go on and on and on and on, and it's good stuff. No, don't get me wrong, but when I say it's overwhelming. I meant a certain earlier point in the Eri, in the year early, but I'll reference this as well. Let's do the following. Let's do the Yerida that I gave you, and then I'll show you the other part that I'm meaning referring to now. This is early. It's before Derech Hasheni. The Meiri goes through all the different shittas about where this fence was. We'll talk about it soon. But before Derech Hasheni, he says, in reference to our sugya, V'yirah li b'shita zu, shelo nemar b'maisa shelo nemar she'ira sham migilei das, elo derech sipor u'maisa shehaya lo shegilei das ze'achid yeshkum b'din zeh. This is the first hashab shat that we said in the Gemara. Why would he have been chayiv to give Kirav Yosik v'mashagada? Because of migilei das, or because of amad makif chayiv? That's the Pashup Shat, that's what we saw in Rashi. That's what the Meir is saying right now. That the Gilui Das is not why he's Chayiv, it's just the way the story played out. He knew each other, so he didn't want to have to bother going to Din Tor, but she's spicy much. He kept pushing back, I didn't get any benefit. So Ravina wanted to show him, you are Nene. He wants him to pay. He doesn't want to go to Rav. He doesn't want to go to Beis Din. He tries to show him, look, you're getting benefit. And he says, no, he wasn't seduced. He wasn't convinced. Kibel means to complain. Kavlana. He complained. He was tzok alav le Beis Din. That's what kibel love means. He was complaining to Beis Din. V'chein adas note. V'chein gilui das to him, how you go or mishmaziko. Because he's screaming, that's a gilui das. He doesn't really count as gilui das. He said, look, Runya, he's willing to take less, just give him less. Not necessarily the Ramah, but just that. Now, there's a later Yerali with another Shita. And here, he's assuming toward the end of the paragraph, Aderech Hasheni, he says, first he talks about Amad Nikif. The Heim Gorsim B'Gemara, in the middle of the paragraph, Aderech Hasheni. Heim Gorsim B'Gemara, Ladas Rabbi Yossi, Shem Amad Nikif Levad, Hu Shem Begalim Lov Sako. Ho V'Giladaita Shinocho B'Kach HaRekimish Nesvatsa B'Binyon Shazeth. It's as if he would have done it for him. So you have to have a gilui das, and then the nikkav is chayiv. So what does it normally mean? Gilui das means that the nikkav did the fourth wall. Umikol makom kosha gilui daita mitzad acher. Af ba'amad makif megalgen alav hu shehutzrichu b'maisa shorunya legalgel alav gilui hadas mitzad acher. This goes consistent with who? With the Riyaz, that you need a Gilui Das of the Nikkav. Says the Meiri a step further. I have another example of a Gilui Das of the Nikkav that will work, besides the example that the Gemara gives in Runya. No, a Gilui Das of the Nikkav. No, according to this, what he's saying now, Amad Makif doesn't make the Nikkav Chayv. Only Amad Nikkav. Why? Because you need Gilui Das of the Nikkav. Now, how do you have Gilui Das of the Nikkav? Either if he does the fourth war himself, or like the story here where he screamed when they want to take away his fruit. And now here's another example. The Yirali Shita Zu. Now, Sha'af ba'amad makif uvad v'lo Gilui Das v'mitzad acher yesh tzdodim sh'negal gilulav v'sakol Sha'af b'zu yesh tzad sh'yesh kan Gilui Das v'shal Mukav. Mukav being the Nikkav. Kigon sh'hamakif what are we assuming as Rashi learned the case? Where was Ravina situated around Runya? On how many sides? On all four sides. Suppose the following. Suppose the Makif was like in the case of the Mishnah. The Makif was on three sides. And then you have the guy in the middle, the Nikif, and on the fourth side you have some other guy, Koni Amoni, on the other side. Okay? Now he's going to have to assume that where is the wall going to be? Not on the outside, but between them. I'm going to get to this soon in a minute. That the wall that they're making is between the Makif and the Nikif. But now suppose this Makif, after building three walls around the Nikif, between the Nikif and him, he goes and builds a fourth wall between the Nikif and whoever, Poni Amoni, if field and the other side. And the Nikkav says nothing. Would you call that a Gilui Das? At first glance, would you call that a Gilui Das? So he says, yes. Yeah, but no, no, not that. Something else. Something else. So why would you call that a Gilui Das? Because the Nitzav might have a reason not to want to have that war. Because maybe Pony Amoni will sell him the field, then he'll have contiguous property, and he doesn't want to have a fence right in the middle. Well, it could become a bigger field. So that could become a cheshbon that by not saying anything, when the makiv goes ahead and draws builds a fence around the nikiv on the fourth side, which where he's not abutting that. So that he wants to consider that to be as well the equivalent of a gilui das. Fascinating. He says, and then he has to go on with this in the Gemara, with this. Comes up, he says, he could have stopped him. Why could he stop him? Shema yera lo mekach ba'osu tzad. Ah, you ask me. Dim tishiveni masha amo birvina shikiv is runya me abru chosav. Vesvichu lefaiso vodiu shem lo pias and megadim lo psakol. You needed a new gilui das that he was screaming when the guy wanted to take away his fruit. Why do you need that? You should have the gilui das because meanwhile, what did Ravina do? He went on four sides. Because the story here is that Ravina had four. Ravina didn't have to sell him the field. So you can't make such a claim. You can't. It's not called a Gilui Das because he doesn't have any hopes of getting that fourth field. We'll see next tomorrow the story about Metzvah. That's a separate Indian. Because it's between him and Runya in the middle. Hakosha and the Makif Sada Baruch Revius, anyway, this is not the Yireli that I had in mind, but if you saw it, now you know what it is. Okay. So this is again, this is the last piece of Gemara Ben Gir Makif and Nikif. Now let's go back to square one in a way. Like because we didn't focus so clearly on this. But the Pashtas, we've been running the Gemara more or less Al Derech Tosus and Baba Kama, Al Derech the Ramban here, and to understand that the benefit that is happening for the Nikif as a result of the fence of the Makif is a benefit of trespassing, of Shein V'Regel, of animals, and L'chayr, if that's the case, where would the fence have been? Around whose fields? Around the outside. Around the outside. But Maisa Rashi from the very beginning. And Baba Kama already says it, and here it's mashbah to it, mashbah that way as well. Baba Kama it's even more mafurish that the fence was built between the makif and the nikif. Now, what's the purpose of this fence? What is accomplished? You could still have thought it had to do with the shmirah of animals, but you can also think in a different thing. That what is the benefit of this fence for the nikif? What is it helping for? As a riyah. Now we have to track that and see what that means. I did give you the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah thought from this Gemara, it's a Raya, that this Gemara is not necessarily the Mishnah, but the Yad Ramah said it earlier too. The Yad Ramah is of the opinion that the fence is on the outside, and he has Rayas earlier, and he has it again a Raya over here. But let's see where Rashi's Shita would take us. Rashi assumes that it was in between. Where do you see it in Rashi Bava Kama? Mamish Mefurish. What did Rashi say when it's quoted in Miksugya Zenez El Chaser? Rashi says that God that Reuven has Rishona Samach Hussad Shimon Levad Mechitzos Mechitzonos Shohayu Lo Beino L'Shar Abdikos. And then they show the picture as well. That's Rashi in Bava Kama. Here in Rashi, you can get the similar sense. What do you see Rashi discussing that? What do you see in Rashi? Because Rashi says, Ein Mechayvin also. And Rashi connects. Why Ein Mechayvin? Because Stam Bika is Makam Shenago Shalom Igdar. What is that issue all about? Bika Hezekriah. So what's Rashi bringing in Hezekriah into the mix? So obviously, the issue of Hezekriah is being addressed in some way through these fences. If it has to do with the fence around the Makif, what's that have to do with Hezekriah, the Nikif? Unless you say, what, it's just around him, but he still has the Hezekriah of the Makif. So Stama, Rashi here is going out there, Rashi in Bava Kama, that the fence is inside. Now, of course, there are going to be many, many kashas on this. Let's see what do we know so far. So, L'mashal, Tosis in Bava Kama, when he argues in Rashi, he argues from the Lashna Gemara there, and the Ramban is going to bring this in as well. The Gemara has two diyukim from the Mishnah in terms of relating to the question of Zen Nenev Zelochas. So first, the Gemara wants to be medayik from the Tanakam. Haravius Mechaivinosa. If you do the fourth wall, then Nikav has to pay. So what do you see? Says the Gemara, Shmamina, Zen Nenev Zelochas Achayiv. The Gemara is assuming that it's the Hanah is there for the Nikav, but it's not that the makif doing anything special, it's zelo chaser. Reuven has to make a gidur for his field, so he's doing it. How happens that Shimon, the nikav, gets benefit as well? The Gemara answers, shiny hasam, the Amar lay, at garamtali hakefa yaseira. So Tosus points out, the chari, the lashna Gemara, is very much not Mashmalek Rashi. The Lashon Gemara is, what is it called chaser? You caused me a kefa yaseira. A kefa yaseira. Well, if the fence is on the outside of the makif, then I understand which word fits better. A kefa yaseira. What's a kefa yaseira? I have to circle my fields. But what makes me chaser? How are you making me chaser with my enclosure? Because by you being in the middle, the perimeter, that fence, is that much longer. So if you weren't there, the fence would be X number of feet. And you being there makes the circumference longer, and that's Hakefa Yaseira, that's called Chasim. This was Tosus Kasha and Rashi, because Rashi, on the other hand, learns that the fence was within, between the fields, so what's Hakefa Yaseira? The whole thing. It's not just Yaseira. Because of you, that you're steering, you can see what's going on in my field. If it's Hezekriya, that's Tosus Kasha. If you have your Bava Kama, take a look. L'toch pirish ha-kuntis mashma demari begedah shebin tzadeo l'sadeh nikif. The kasha, the heche chashab le'zeh nenev zeh chaser. Ho, the kol osa gedah, lo nas hagma yiv neva hava mina it's zeh nenev zeh chaser. The whole gedah is kol osa gedah, lo nas ha-lohaf shebin tzadeo l'sadeh nikif. So number one, the whole thing is obviously chaser. It's because of him. The O, the Havalei Lameima, Ad Garamtali, Kozer HaHekif, which is what the Mar gives the Teretz. It's called Chaser. It was like, give me a Sarah. Give me a Sarah. You caused me the whole thing. Of course it's Chaser. Havalei Lameima, Kozer HaHekif, the heck of your Sarah, Mashma Shigarm, Lola Harbos, Elonira. So Tosu says, therefore, what does Tosu say? Pshat Elonira, Shembachutz, Saviv, Adalad Ruchos, Hikif, the kefi yaseira mishum de machma sadem say haheket gado yosem idai. So that's what Tosus is medayik in the Gemara. Now, in defense of Rashi, Rashi has to say something. What's hekefi yaseira? What does Rashi learn? Has Rashi learned hekefi yaseira? Rashi says, what does Rashi explain? Hekefi yaseira, the ilav sada shel shimin, with not you being there, havisagi rei b'machitzos chitzonos v'avakosa dos of gedurin. Hilka chasu b'shvilo. Rashi learns Yaseira relative to what? I have fence anyway around mine on the outside. So I only have to make this fence and in addition to those on the outside of my field because of you. That's how Rashi fits in the Yaseira. Okay, and then the Gemara has the deal from Rav Yosi. The Gemara gives the answer to Rav Azusa. But meanwhile, we have Machokas. Where were these fences? Now, before we get to the Ramban, who's going to bring this in, we have the Balamor. This Kedai Tzirei, the Balamor. Some unbelievable chidushim here. The Balamor is somewhat al derech Rashi, but in some ways not. In the following way, it's a very interesting chidushim. He learns that the fence was in between. But whereas Rashi said that we're talking about a makam shenagu, what? Lindor or shelo lindor? Rashi said, nagu, what did Rashi say? Bika, shelo lindor. Take a look at what the Baal Amar does. Okay, this is the beginning. We did the latter part of Baal Amar, we got the Kambina part. Let's do the beginning of the Baal Amar, the very first paragraph. The first paragraph. Okay, let's take it slow. Hamakiv is chaveo mishoish v'chosav. The gadar. Everyone have it? Perus. Yeah? Kigon. Shegadar hachitzon. Shehu hamakiv. Beino ubein hapnimi hanikiv. Okay, so far, what's he saying on record? Where is this? In between, like Rashi. Continue. Ubimakom shenagu rigdar bibika. It's a bimakom shenagu rigdar bibika. Now, nagu rigdar bibika means that up front, before any fence was built, what would he have the right to do, this makif, to make the nikav pay his share, and then they build a wall with the money. You put down half the money, whatever, and we build. That he could do up front. It's a nagu rigdar. But what happened meanwhile? What did he do? He meanwhile spent the money and built the fence by himself. What does he want now from the nikah? To reimburse. But so far he only built on three sides. So the fourth side is still exposed to Rishus HaRabim. Now look what he says, Pshat. They come out now. The Mishnah says, now we made such a big deal about what the inference is from that. That what would the Tanakama be mashma? That what? If what? Then what? Ein mechayven. Right now he did three walls. Ein mechayven. So we've been focusing very much not on that, but on the inference. What's the inference of the Tanakama? Haravias mechayven. The Bama says, stop right now. There's a chiddush stated right here, and there really is. You have to understand it. Ein mechayven also. Wait a second. Up front, could he demand money for so far we're building three walls, right? Up front, you owe me. But now that he did it on his own, he already built the three walls, but he didn't build the fourth yet. The Mishnah is mechadish something in this very statement. The kamash malan, this is the chiddush here, the kamash malan, the masnisin, She'ein mechayven also. Now listen to the Russian. She'ein mechayven also ligdor. Now, really, what does he really mean? Ligdor. What does he mean? Just to pay for the gidur. Beino ben chavero. At she'i shomer mi'arbe v'chosav. Interesting. He calls that ligdor. It means what he's really claiming is I gave you not the hana. I gave you. I put out money for you for gidur. You have to pay me then. You have to give me the Dmei Gidur. So, Ein Mechayven, because it's not closed completely. Kilomar, what does it mean, Shomer Arba Chosef? Shomer Shiloye Parts Rishus HaRabim. This is true in a Bika. What would be a case if it were a Chatzar? Well, Chatzar is a Chiyav all the time. Then there'd be no differentiation between what's up front and what's after. Now, She'ekin B'Chatzar, Shemachayven also b'chol inyan livnos kosa b'emtsa. There's no that totally in minog. The afal pisha parts rishus harabim. Even though it, at this point it's still open on the fourth side rishus harabim. Stam chatzer asuya hilitznius. An ordinary chatzer is more. It's more private. Livnos laksol kosa me'abruchoseha. So it's inevitable. It's going to automatically follow that there's going to be a fourth wall. And therefore, he could already make the claim on the three because it's going to be ultimately filled up completely. That's by a chatzer. Mas she'enken bebika sheyesh harbe b'nei adam she'imak pidem listo mekineg rishus harabim. Many people don't bother closing the fourth area, which is where it's open to rishus harabim. That's the fourth side. Va'afa pishu makam shenaga ligdar b'neiyan. Even though it's a makom shenagu ligdar between them, but not everybody goes as far as being closing up the fourth wall. Mishum she'asar lamot she'asar adam she'yamal asti chaveiro b'shashmes bekamasa. That's why they're worried about the neighbor. Afilu achi mishum she'saradim lo'ichpes lukulehai. That does even the nagu ligdar people are not as careful to close off the fourth side from the she'saradim. Why? She'ein derech b'nei adam she'is akfu b'shus harabim yistaku b'sadeh chavereyim. It's not so normal that people are going to stop in shus harabim and start steering. Where is it more likely to happen? From who to who? From neighbors. Okay, interesting. So, but a chatzer, where it's going to ultimately come to being filled up completely, then there could be a claim later too. The ilu now, he says clearly, we say, the ilu mitchila tavo ligdor imo, if he would come up front and say, pay up right now, no construction has begun, pay now your share in the area between us to create walls on all sides. The kuyama modu de mechavidos. All would agree that the mikvah would have to pay. Why? It's makam shenaga ligdor vebeka. So what happens now? El lefishe hikdim hamakif the gada midas atzmo, because the makif went jumped the gun and put out the money on his own. Lefikach ba mishnasenu lahodienu, comes the mishnah to tell us this din ein mechayvin she ein mechayvin es apnimi loses chelak b'mashe gada achitzam beino lebeino ad she yishomar apnimi ma'abruchos. Unless it's completely secure without any gaps, then he'll have to pay. Or No, what's going on here? Up front, he can demand payment. Why? It's a makam shenagalig of a bikkur. Once he spends the money on three, he can't claim reimbursement until the fourth is closed up. Why not? So what are you going to say? Because he's not nana yet. Because it's still a open area. So he's not a complete hanah. Still exposed. Okay. But what about the initial? So hanah, he can't. That's the part. There's no hanah yet. But what was the initial claim? You're mechuyev to take care of Hezekiah right now because we makom shenagaligda. So that disappeared? That claim disappeared? What happened to the claim that he had up front? He could claim Hezekiah money. Now he built it. Now he wants to reimburse? Get reimbursed? No.
Do you know which three he's building?
Around, between his field and the middle guy. And then the other side is open to Shusarad. But he didn't. If that's exposed, in a chatzar, he could claim afterwards too, because it's ultimately going to get closed. The Ravid, if you have your Hasagas Ravid on the in the Kasuv Shom of the Ravid, they have it in the bottom, right? Some of the Gemaras don't have it, some do. He asked that kasha right in the beginning. Amar Avram, Zehu Tema Godo, She'en Kamohu. Pretty strong language. Tema Godo, She'en Kamohu. Kehem Yecholim Lachov Zezeh, Lasos Geder V'charitzim Beineyem. They can force each other to make a Geder and Charitzim between them, Kosa Shishaninu, that they can, one neighbor can force the other. And then he says further, the komak v'shenogu ligdar, who kemoshe kasa, v'achshav shehigdim lama yafsid. Achshav shehigdim lama yafsid. What's even more interesting is when we get to the Ramban in a second, in the Mochamos, the Ramban doesn't directly have problems with that per se. He has other issues. But this premise that we see in the Balmor, that there's a difference between what's true up front and what's true afterwards, it could be that the claim that he has initially no evaporates once there's no longer Hezekiah. Elamai, he has a different type of a claim. And that claim, the Nikif has a way out to say, I'm not paying you because it's still open on the fourth side. So it seems something about this has to settle for us. Like, what's the difference? Where did he lose the initial claim he had over him to pay initially? So because he already built the wall, now he lost that leverage, he lost that claim of monetary claim. Now he has to come with some other angle. You're nanny, I laid out money for you, give me back. Oh, I don't have to give you back, it's still open on the fourth side. But the problem is, initially, it's a bummer, another rig there. Before I built this thing, I can come to you and I can collect. But now that I built the wall, what's the difference? Yeah.
We can maybe try to connect back to a similar idea with the story we've seen by the Nikif, that when he builds a fourth wall, he's Megaladan. So the same idea here, when the Makif has the right to claim something, he had the door was wide open, he could have forced him, so he decided to be Megaladan. It's Nikolia, I could build it myself. I built the first three walls. So he loses his claim. It's like almost like
Why did he lose his initial claim? Just because he built the wall already. He had a right.
He's begad out. He doesn't want the claim anymore.
Okay.
Yefshi, basically. Like, almost like Yefshi. Like, I just don't care.
Let me hear more. Let's see everyone else.
If I go in the first through wall, he basically gets rid of the problem.
I think this is where we're going. I think this is where, seemingly, he doesn't spell it out. And we haven't discussed what's the issue of Hezekiah. We've discussed it, not necessarily yet, but we discussed, is Hezekiah about Halchakas Nezikin? Is Hezekiah about what? Leishar, Tikkun? Is it something else? So we have to start plugging in. But let's just say, for example, Beis Shar, whether it's Beis Shar. So let's suppose you can have all the different people chip in for all the different needs that are needed for the, you know, for the people living, the residents in this area. Suppose, meanwhile, the problem is solved. Someone pays for it. Can you still come knocking on the door and say, pay? Before they address the issue, okay, I'm going to chip in, and then the job will get done. But if there's no longer an issue, it's taken care of. Somebody put out the money. Is it so simple that we can come and make the claim? That's what you're suggesting. We don't know if Hezekiah is that or Hezekiah is something else. Harchak is Nezikin. But it seems to be that that's what's going on. Now, once there's no longer Hezekiah, so now it has to be a different type of a tviya that he has, different type of a claim. It's no longer the same. Up front, he could have told him, pay up front. Now, he's claiming reimburse me. It's a different claim. And now the defense is, it's still open on the fourth side. Now, it's still strange, because why by Chatzar can he claim after three walls? Why by Chatzar can he still come with him? Because they've got to build a fourth. They demand it and build a fourth. No, and by Bika, people don't build a fourth, because they're not concerned with the Shazar. So then why isn't it considered a benefit? As long as I benefited from you, and Bnei Shusram don't bother people so much, right? No, they're not going to steer. They're not going to stop and steer. So then why isn't it? On the one hand, it's not inevitable that they're going to build a fort. People don't always, even though it's Nagalig, they're not everybody builds a fort. Up front, I could demand payment for all four walls, right? But not everyone is so careful. Okay. But meanwhile, at the same time, the fact that it's open on the fourth wall is enough to get me off the hook. To say you didn't give me hana because it's open on the fourth wall. Is it a problem? Is it not a problem that the fourth wall is open? It's a problem insofar as the Nikif saying, I'm not paying you. But it's not a problem insofar as saying it's like Chatzar, it's already, the deal is done. No, it's not done. It's still open. But I think the shift has to do with what you just said. The Hezekiah has been taken care of. Now it becomes a different issue. I laid out money for you. It's a monetary claim. Pay me money for what I laid out for you.
In a couple of ways that we were explaining what like the actual action of the Nezek is, whether it's me not doing certain private things in my chatzer,
yeah,
or it's the actual Re'iyah.
Yeah.
And I understand like there's going to be less Re'iyah because it's covered up. But if you say that it needs to be like, I need a chatzer that people are not going to look inside because I'm not going to do certain things, so why is it still not an issue?
He's saying because of Chatzar, it's for sure going to get closed up, so it's considered to be, the claim is still for everything. It's still outstanding. It's for sure going to get taken care of. So you can't say, it's still open. No. You pay for this, and pay for that too, and it all becomes one claim. That seems to be what he's saying. But Chatzar, he can come afterwards as well. What does he say again? What's the lesson by Chatzar? Shemachayv the b'chol in livnos kosav apis sheparetz stam chatz asuya hi litznius livnos lo kosav me'abaruch hosel. Yeah, what do you think, Chevra? Yeah, Avi?
I don't understand how it sounds Hezekiah.
It sounds Hezekiah. It doesn't. Well, obviously, that's why the Nikkav is Pater. It's not solving Hezekiah completely, because it's Maisa exposed on the fourth side. It's not. If he would build a fourth wall, then he can come and say, give me my share, your share of the full expenses that I laid out. Right now, but what's interesting is, initially, he could to be Tovei him for everything. Now that he put out the money and he wants reimbursement, So now the nikkav still can hold his own. You see, I'm not paying, meanwhile, for the hana, you might say, of that which you put out for me, because I'm not completely covered, because the fourth wall's open. But you see what makes a lot of sense now? The idea of kamdina for the Baal Mor has a whole different explanation. What's the kamdina of the Baal Mor when it goes on in the sugya? Based in paskin, that your pater, nikkav is pater. There's no claim. It's not just, there isn't a basis yet. There's a basis, a total basis. It's makshin al-galigdar. But the nikkav is pater. I don't have to pay to reimburse you if there isn't yet a complete hana. If the hana is not complete, I don't have to pay for the hana. What was our problem? Forget the hana. You have to pay because up front you have to pay. No, you have to pay up front if it wasn't built yet. Then the Hezekria issue compels you, to the two of you, to solve Hezekria. But one person put out the fire already. One person paid already. Now it's a different issue. It's no longer the issue of before. Before, the issue was the two of you have to jointly build a fence. Okay? Malcolm Chanel Galigda Bibika. You have to jointly build a fence. So you have to put out money. Once it's built already, but it's not built to the extent that there is a complete benefit, the benefit is not full, the open area is still there on the fourth side, the nikkav is not mechuyev to reimburse for what which was so far expenses already were put out of it. Again, and we see now the Ramban doesn't directly challenge that issue. He has other issues all around in Cheshbin that he doesn't like, and therefore he's going to go with the other Bahalach of Tosfos, that the fence was not in between, the fence was on the outside. Ramban is difficult, but we'll try it. We'll try a little bit in the Ramban, just the first beginning of the Ramban. Let's see what he does here with the response. Not simple. Amar Kosev. Okay? Yesh li lo hashiv. Okay, where the Ramban is going to end up, we know. Where am I going to end up? The fence is outside. What's the machayev? What's he coming with? What halacha? Yored. He's going to be sort of chidushim. He's going to say it over here as well. Yored, all that. And what's the shmira from? From the animals and so on. But now he's challenging the Baal Mor. Omar HaKosev. Yesh li lo hashiv. So first of all, he asks the following. In Cain, okay, he quotes what Kigon Shagada Chitzen Beshub Market Beno Ben Pnimia Nikif. Yesh li lo hashiv Cain Hech Amru Perkeit Sar Regel Baba Kama Haravias Mechayvin. Also, this is the deal from the Tanakama. Shma mina ze nene v'ze ino chaser chayif. So Mark calls it ze nene v'ze lo chaser. That the makiv did it, and he's not chaser. He's doing it for himself. V'amina nami hasam with Rabbi Yosi makiv patur. So we must medayik makiv patur. Only manikiv is chayif. Shma mina ze nene v'ze lo chaser patur. So Rabbi says, where does it make sense to call it ino chaser? If the walls are inside between them or on the outside? And the answer is actually he's doing it for himself. So Morris, he asked, the ima geder beino, if the geder is what? Between them, umishum hezek ri'iya, hech zen nenev zeh eno chaser. How can you call that eno chaser? Harei hu mechasro umaziko. Shelo goda zeh el mepnesha umaziko. Why is he doing it? The makif, why? Because Nikkev is going to steer at him and what's going on. So it's absolutely chaser. He's doing it because of what Nikkev can potentially harm him with. So that's the obvious kasha and the Baal Mor, and again, really Rashi too, if the issue is Hezekria. Again, Rashi didn't say Hezekria was the issue. Rashi says that the fence was in between. But the Baal Mor is clearly working within Hezekria. So, of course it's chaser. Why is he doing it? He's doing it because of your being masking with Hezekria. So why is it called Zenen of Zelo Chaser? But now the Rabban tries to say something that maybe would be a defense for the Baal Mor. What does he start saying? The im tomar. Mipnei sheyachol omar lo. Because he can say to him, who can say? Who can say? Who can say to who? The nikkav to the makiv. Ho'el v'kidamta v'silakta hezek mimcha. Since you preempted, you came already and removed the hezek, that you're not longer going to be affected by my looking at you, because you built the wall. Any zokuklach. I don't have to anything to you, I have to pay you anything. Now, what should be the taina? Maybe I should pay you because I'm nene. I'm getting benefit. Because what's my benefit? That now that you built the wall, you're not looking at me either. And that which you want me to pay is because I'm benefiting that you're not being mazik me with hezek v'iya. Says the Ramban, al hamazik l'harchik es atzma. What does he mean? Al hamazik l'harchik es atzma. That's not considered a benefit that I'm getting, because what does he say? What? Oh, they're both mazik each other, right? So that's the same condition. They're saying, but that's your problem. You have to, you know, that doesn't come, I don't have to pay for that. Hana. You're saying I should pay for what hana? Not hana of the hemos. That's what he's going to say in a minute. You want me to pay you because I'm nana that you're not mazik me. No, you're not supposed to be mazik me. You have to distance yourself. Al mazik l'harchi, even though the truth is it's both of them. It's equal. Both are equal. But meanwhile, al mazik l'harchi. So therefore, that's not a cause for me to have to pay for that hana. Ela mishum, shahana also begeder zeh. So what, he's all trying to defend the balamar. So must be, what's the hana that the mazik should have to pay for, the nikif should have to pay for? That there's a hana begeder zeh, this same geder that was serving number one for Hezekiah to solve both of them. For both of them, has agreed to sell both of them. But what else does it benefit the Nikif? In what way does it also benefit the Nikif? In what other way? Protection. Shein v'rego. Hana also begin to zem shein v'rego shu shutsa rabim hu. Hu she kara'o also zenen of zel chaser. Interesting. We can call zenen of zel chaser because there's a hana that I got in terms of what issue? Shein v'rego. Shmiru. In terms of my benefiting that I won't have as a griya from you, that's, you should anyway have to market yourself. That can't be a reason I have to pay you. But in that which there's a benefit that your same wall gave me a benefit of a protection of shengaregel, that's called zenene. And it, why is it zelo chaser? Why is it zelo chaser? Because he had to do it what? As a griya. So all of this, the Ramban understands. We could fix the Balamar in terms of that, in terms of the Gemara. But what's his problem? One word in the Gemara. Tosis Kasha to Rashi. Im kein maza sha'amru at garamta li hakei. For what? Yisera ha'yiloma at kagaramta li hakei. This is one issue the Ramban has. Okay, the Ramban is never asking the Raivitz Kasha. That what? Because I went ahead first and I fixed the problem, I lost my initial claim? No. That we understand. The initial claim was fix Hezekiah, pay up. Once I fixed Hezekiah, the claim is you got hana from me. Says Rambam, what's the hana? Hezekiah, I don't have to pay for that hana. First of all, why is it called en chaser? I did it because of you. You tell me because I'm nana? You have to be machik yourself. The answer is, the hana of Shein Varega. The same wall. The same wall, sir, it's really two different walls. It's a wall of Hezekiah, and it's a wall that affords protection of Shein Varega. From the perspective of Hezekiah, I have no, that's not hana that I have to pay for. Because you have to really machik yourself. But the same wall serving as a protection of the Shein v'rego. So that would be the hana. But then what's the Lashon HaKef Yisera? Okay, we'll just read it. A little bit of toes are in the water. That's it. We'll see what to do with this. Havadai, another paragraph. Yeah. Havadai, Kema Shinago Ligdor, since we said it's Nago Ligdor, Sister Balmar says, Lo Dami L'Chatzer D'Lo Kaima L'Agra. That's the case in the Gemara in Bava Kama. It's a Chatzer that's not designed for being rented. It's Naga Ligdar. V'chi osa odas she'echad na'ashutfin she'osa mechitza b'chatzer she'ein mechayvin es chaveru l'shalem ad arba amos that we don't mechayv the other guy to pay to the shear of Hezekiah she'yehe nikra zen nene v'zeh l'chaser havadai nene v'chaser. It's called nene, it's called chaser, and he has to pay. The cave and the high binyan atarvayu ramya l'skuke niska minayu shechusa didei ovad. Think about what all this means. I have to think about it too. It's not pashut. What is the Rabban saying? He's making an argument that it's called nene v'chaser. He says because they both had to build it, and then he says shechusa didei ovad. What does that mean? It's another svara. He's doing it for him. Therefore, you have to pay. I did your shlichus. Then he has another kasha about the chiyav rav shita mekana bezol. Okay, we didn't do the whole Balamor. We did most of the other parts of Balamor. We did what comes afterwards in the Balamor. But okay, we try to see if we can just tie whatever loose ends up just with the Ramban, the Balamor, whatever else. Okay, any questions? Ever? No questions? Yeah, David. Beis Shar, the Gemara brought a Raya, has Grishma, has a Mishus Rabbim. Name is Hazekat the Rabbim Shiny, the Gemara says. That's better. Hazekat the Rabbim Shiny means that it's like Grishma, has it. Whether that means that the din of our Mishnah is the din of Beis Shar, that was a question. I just want to share with you just this Indian itself. This Baruch Ber has many simanim on this Balamor. But he goes back and forth. Is the din of Hezekiah because of Hachakas Nezikin? Is it because of Beis Shar? And he clears this shayla. If in the case of Beis Shar, if someone fixed it, someone took care of whatever those needs were, would there be a claim anymore? So he has a bunch of simanim in Bicha Shmuel. Bir Machokas Abal Mor V'Ramban B'Sugya D'Makavis Chaveiro Simen Gimel Simen Dalid Bir Machokas Abal Mor V'Ramban B'Sugya D'Makavis Chaveiro Be'Ofen Acher Simen Dalid Simon, hey, Odinian Hanal, Simon Bob, Odinian Hanal. I don't know how much we'll get to. We'll just try as much as we're able to, just to see a little bit here about what's going on. What is the Balmor? What's the Ramban? What are they arguing about? What is this Inyan? A little bit of this Inyan will come up in the Mishnah further on Daf Hey also. The question of before and after. What happens after you built it already? Is it the same claim as before? Is it something else? We'll see more about that. Okay.